Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A pleasant evening across Israel with mild temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a light breeze, making it comfortable for those out and about. Let's dive into today's headlines. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Board of Peace demands that Israel comply with the Gaza ceasefire and calls for an end to kite attacks. This comes as Israeli officials warned of escalating activity if the launches do not stop within 72 hours, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, Ben-Gvir defies Prime Minister Netanyahu, turning the UNRWA eviction into a fresh diplomatic crisis. Ynet reports that UN officials condemn the takeover of the Kafr Aqab compound, affecting 340 Palestinian students. Also this hour, Netanyahu criticizes Ofer Winter's decision to run independently, warning it could lead to the fall of the right. This report comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew. Separately, the Islamic Shia theocracy in Iran is preparing for the next uprising and crackdown, JNS reports. The regime's language suggests a focus on survival rather than resolving unrest. And finally, Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Axios reports that while Syria deemed the strike unjustified, Israel maintains its stance. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted earlier today that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Balaz News, a local news outlet, shared similar information about the expulsion of Dutch diplomats over the settlement ban. The Dutch personnel have been given a week to leave. Noga Tarnopolsky, a Middle East journalist, posted 3 hours ago about Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial stance on banning UNRWA from Israel, labeling it as making history. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the call for a Gaza ceasefire. The Jerusalem Post notes that the Board of Peace insists on a halt to kite attacks as a condition for continued calm. Israeli officials have given a 72-hour ultimatum to cease these activities. The outcome could significantly impact the region's stability. Turning to the diplomatic crisis involving Ben-Gvir. According to Ynet, the eviction of UNRWA from the Kafr Aqab compound has sparked international criticism. With 340 students' education at stake, this situation could strain Israel's relations with global partners. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's criticism of Ofer Winter highlights internal political tensions. Israel Hayom Hebrew suggests that new parties could disrupt the current political landscape, potentially weakening right-wing power in the government. In Iran, the regime's preparations for uprisings point to deeper societal issues. JNS reports that the government's focus is on maintaining control rather than addressing public grievances. This approach may lead to further unrest in the region. Finally, the Axios report on Syria and Israel's efforts to ease tensions follows a recent airbase bombing. While Syria condemned the attack, Israel stands by its actions. This diplomatic engagement aims to prevent further escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom. Business reports that a plan to reduce dependence on Ben-Gurion Airport is accelerating. This follows last week's strike, prompting the government to expedite the development of two new international airports. Separately, KeyTech highlights OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's admission about the slow adoption of AI. Altman expected faster disruption, but businesses and consumers have been resistant to rapid change. And finally, Globes reveals that Amazon is struggling to gain a foothold in Israel's online retail market. Despite global dominance, Amazon only captured 6% of local orders in June, trailing behind Chinese platforms. Nenhaik Doik. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. That's from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.